And here in the studio from the Extreme Zero Waste Recycled Raft itself, I've got Sean Dillon. Pull up to the mic, Sean.
Kia ora whānau.
So it's a bit rough this morning, isn't it, out there?
Oh, the weather's not quite as good as it was on our beautiful raft day.
But, no. So you were in the raft that came second.
Yeah, we finished second.
Won the most ambitious raft.
Yeah, the raft was quite ambitious. Looking at the design.
I've been looking at the photos that were taken, and it looked like the water was only just a few centimetres. Oh. Like it was quite deep in the water. Were you worried that you might actually sink?
There were definitely times during the race that we saw the nose dip down under the water a little bit, take on a bit of water, and thought, are we going to bail here? And
did you actually have a bailing implement?
We had a very small nail bucket that we were going to attempt to scoop water out with. But we didn't even get there, actually. We kind of just took the water on and carried it with us over the finishing line.
Now, was that quite a hard battle for second place? Because the raft that some of our DJs were on that we'd put together, that was right behind you for the whole race.
Oh, I was looking back the whole time. They were right on our tail. I think the only confident time I had was coming up to the first turn. I thought we had them there, but then they started pushing up on the straight again.
Yeah.
Pretty intense stuff coming up to the finish line.
So you were doing the paddling and Caleb was on the cycle.
Yeah, we had a big bike frame welded onto the back, and then that was connected to the little propeller feeding through the back, and
It was also connected to the rudder, but I heard that it was counterintuitive. Like, if you pushed left, you went right. How did that go to start with?
Yeah, so when we first got in the Waka, we were trying to turn left by going left, as you do on a bike.
Yeah.
But seeing as it's a rudder and everything's backwards, just, I don't know, physics reasons. Every time we went to go one way, we'd find ourselves going the other way.
So it took a little... I wish I'd seen that. I was not in a position where I could have watched. Hopefully somebody's got some video footage out there.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of little clips. Yeah. We were moving a lot faster than I thought we were.
Right, did it feel slow in the water?
It felt very slow in the water.
Yeah, because there was that other raft with those 44... That really slick raft.
They were gunning for it.
Yeah, that was alarmingly well put together. Although I got to say, yours was as well. So shout out to Trevor and Pete do that
Trevor
work?
Yeah, Trevor and Pete up at Extreme, our mechanics and our woodworking master.
Yeah.
Plastic welded some old... So what we had were, we had a bunch of number 5 plastics that had been melted down as a project for tiny homes a while ago.
Oh, okay.
And so we had a few of those left over. So we've kind of sliced those up and welded them together, plastic welded them together, and then mounted a bunch of other things we had lying around to it.
Yeah.
Put it together, yeah.
Yeah, it was... I think the first two rafts, there was a lot of technical building skills. I think that could be quite important.
A lot of thought went into those.
I heard Trevor was working quite hard, working late.
He might have been a bit manic for the last 2 weeks trying to get it all together.
Well, I'm really glad he did, because it was fun to see something different like that.
Yeah, it's the first time I've done a race. So
is that right? In all these years?
Pretty good result to...
You're going to say you might keep your average right there.
Exactly. Like,
yeah, on the trophies. Well, I should probably let you go back out, because I noticed Jasmine's here and you guys are supposed to be unloading a whole lot of stuff.
I wouldn't mind just letting
you want to stay here and the boys can do the work.
Yeah, I can talk a little bit longer if they want to do all the heavy lifting.
I saw one of them peering in the window just now, so...
Oh, I better get out.
Yeah. But thanks for talking to me, man, and congratulations, and I hope you enjoyed your day out there.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure.